listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
All took to keep me coming back for more. One bite of your hook and a fishing for the line to make sure I give you my heart. You call me fair and square, yeah, right here in your arms. Love is in the air. The smell of your hair is enough to drive a good man crazy. The smile that you wear is the only thing I believe in lately. Yeah, I still remember the night that we first met. Your car, your sweater, a chance to dance with Juliet. And I don't wanna be the one to tell you how to feel. Tell me I'm the only one and this is real. Love is in the air, I feel that on my feet. Floating with the winds beneath me. If love is everywhere, you are all I see. Taking separate hearts to make one complete. Real dream where I met my Cinderella. Two hearts, one beat. This fairy tale will last forever. It wasn't my plan to fall in love with you, but
my hand to your hand, perfectly just like they're meant to. And I don't wanna be the one to tell you how to feel. Tell me I'm the only one and this is real. Love is in the air, I feel light on my feet, floating with the winds beneath me. If love is everywhere, you are all I see, taking separate hearts to make one complete. Whatever it takes, I'll do it just for you. But don't be afraid, I know that you're not used to sharing deeper thoughts, a rope under your heart. To anyone, but I'm not just anyone, no, no. Love is in the air, I feel light on my feet, floating with the wind. Love is everywhere, you are all I see. Love is in the air, I feel out of my feet, floating with the wind as it carries me. Love is everywhere, you are all I see, taking separate hearts to make one complete, to make one complete. You made me complete, to make one complete, to make me complete.
Guys, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast.
So, today's topic, it's actually Good Friday today I'm taping this, so happy early Easter, everybody. Today's topic is really something that has been on my mind a lot lately. And something that I've had some good conversations with friends from the past, like from my high school era, that I still do see every so often, and with some family members. And it is about letting go of control a little bit in your life, as well as letting go of material things. So, I don't know if many of you know, I recently turned 35, and I call it a midlife crisis. I don't think it's that. But it's just something that's been on my mind for the last, not even the last year, but the last couple years. You know, we've all heard these sayings, money doesn't buy happiness, and things won't make you happy. It's more about doing the inner work and on yourself, you know, spiritually, and the maintaining and establishing great relationships with friends, family, colleagues, what have you. That is the most important thing to me, and I know that is really what is the most important thing in the grand scheme of things. Are you going to remember the newest car you bought on your deathbed, or are you going to remember all the great relationships, the experiences you had with friends and families, going on trips, vacations, things along those lines? I would gather you'd probably remember the latter rather than the former. And there's something to that, right? It's about letting go. We tend to want to have control over things as much as we can, because when we feel out of control, things seem in disarray, things seem like nothing is going our way, like things are just a mess, chaos. And it's hard to focus and concentrate and be your best self when things are chaotic and a mess, right? But that's where I would argue for me, I've gotten used to being amidst the chaos And amidst all of the mess, so to speak, when I do group sessions with people. So most of what I do with work is those who have special needs, whether that's Down syndrome, autism, Asperger's, cerebral palsy, you know, even getting into dual diagnoses with schizophrenia, bipolar, things of that nature. Most group sessions are a mess, chaotic, but there's always some really great moments that shine through every so often. And it's great when, you know, I can kind of remove myself from the situation in a way, even though I'm leading the session, and kind of watch the group do their thing as I maybe lay back vocally and don't sing that loud, and let them take the reins, let them take the forefront of singing. Or maybe getting into a really good rhythmic groove with a percussion activity and letting the group do their thing and really take the lead, and I back off and not play as hard or not even play at all. And they're kind of leading themselves, kind of giving them the responsibility and building their confidence. So letting go of even running sessions that I do has been really interesting too. Also letting go of being the person to make all the decisions and run all the sessions for my company, you know, and just recruiting and hiring other people to help out. I have to let go of my fear that, oh my goodness, like, are they going to do kind of what I'd like them to do? Is it going to be a good session? Are we going to be able to maintain and keep this client for a long time? Is it going to be something that is going to put my employee in a weird position and they won't want to work anymore? And so kind of letting go of all that, letting them take the responsibility. Yes, training them properly, helping build their confidence to let them know, like, you got this. I've seen you with people. You're great with people. This is just going to be the natural progression, next step for you to helping people. And so that's been really interesting, right? Just this whole letting go of control in our lives. You know, what are you fearful of? I'm not a big fan of flying. Never have liked it. I like when we get up to cruising altitude and when we're landing, because I know we're going to be on the ground soon. But takeoff, I can do without. And it's a fear that I have to face all the time. And it's the control that I'm not the one in the cockpit flying the plane, losing sense of gravity a little bit, wanting to grab onto something and hold on for dear life. So what are you possibly fearful of that maybe you can just let go of the control? And it's not an easy thing, right? We got to work at this. It's not something that comes naturally to a lot of people, but it's worth exploring, because once you face that fear, you can push through it and make that fear almost your friend, because it's the same sort of energy that you feel when you're fearful, right? Your fight or flight response gets kind of activated, right? And it's the same, it just gives you a lot of energy, right? You feel a lot of excess energy coming. Well, the same thing kind of happens when you exercise, right? You breathe heavy, you're everything's, you know, you're sweating, you're moving your body. Sometimes we have physical manifestations when we're fearful, and it's sort of the same sort of physiological response that's happening. People sweat when they work out, people sweat when they're fearful. Their breath gets heavy and maybe even short when you're fearful of something because you're hyperventilating or having a panic attack. And the same thing can go for when you're running a long distance marathon. You get your breath up, you're working hard, your lungs are working, you're breathing heavy. Sometimes you're breathing short depending on where you are altitude wise, but it's some of the same physiological responses. So letting go of that and embracing it almost has been a really difficult thing, but it's been a really good thing to be able to work through some of these moments. And then letting go of material things. This is something that has been really on my mind lately. You know, I'm at an age where I feel like I don't need any other things in my life. I'm trying to declutter, get rid of things I don't use or need anymore. Because, let's face it, I'm a minimalist. I kind of always have been, but I'm really aware of it now. I feel like I have too many things. And I know I don't. But if I have a guitar, you better believe I'm going to be using it. And it's not just going to sit on the wall. If I have a laptop, I'm going to use it every day for business, for writing songs, for recording songs, for doing something that provides goodness and value to the world. You know, if I have clothes, which, you know, it would be frowned upon if you didn't have clothes in today's society, but, you know, I try to wear all the clothes that I have. And if I'm not wearing them, I don't have a use for them. And so 2-3 times a year, I end up getting gift cards for whether it's like a birthday or for Christmas, or sometimes even for Easter, or another random thing that happens. This is like a celebratory congratulations for something that I've achieved in life. And I go through my closet, get rid of a bunch of clothes when I buy new clothes, because there's no point. And so I love that process of kind of purging, getting rid of things I don't need, you know, looking through upstairs and what instruments am I not using anymore? All right, I'll sell them to somebody who will use them, or I even just give them away to somebody who will use them instead of just sitting there collecting dust. You know, I don't have an attachment to these material things. And there's some beauty. There's a lot of beauty in that. All right, like I said, at the end of your life, are you going to look back and think, oh man, I wish I got that new car, or oh man, like, I'm so glad I had that great relationship with my friend from high school who was going through a tough time, and I was able to help him through that, and they were able to help me through a tough time I was going through. That's the stuff that really matters. Or having a really great vacation, going on a really cool adventure or a trip with your family, say overseas or to a new part of the country you've never seen, experiencing all these new things. Are you going to remember that? Or are you going to remember the latest gadget that you bought, the newest iPhone, right? I mean, let's be honest here. So let's get used to this idea of letting go of control, letting go of material things, just letting go. You know, there's certain things we have in our control in our life, but there's a lot of things we don't. And we have to be, you know, okay with coming to acceptance of this letting go process and not trying to fight it. So that's it for today, guys. That's what I got for you. I hope you enjoyed it. And this is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Have a great day.
Be good.
You warm at night when you are cold. I'll grab some blankets from my bed, wrap them around your chest, and I'll pull you close. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing on right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time. Forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. The kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live and have a couple kids, and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive, and everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see. Slowly coming time to think. future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrises, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Getting down. I don't wanna ruin our friendship, no. I would never take you for granted, and now I know we would be good together forever somehow. And I will dream, if heaven was this, there's no place I'd rather be. I don't wanna ruin our friendship, no. I would never take you for granted, and now I know we would be good together forever somehow. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. About to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Cause that's what friends are for. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. I'll be there through the thick and thick. I care nothing but to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life dreams. To your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of my life dreams. That's what friends are for.